restoration. So why we would think that this was just all going to be blown up and made new, it makes sense that he would want to restore it to Eden, which is what he originally planned. So when I picture it, I sort of picture that. Now even some of the scripture passages, I think, and this is what trips me up, is that, you know, there's so much, I don't know what's literal, you know what I mean? You know, they're talking about camels and, you know, bringing your gold and the different tribes. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say I don't know that much more about how exactly it'll be. I mean, I like to be there to find out, though. That's really what I want.
How did you reference the, what was his point of saying that it's probably literal, what Isaiah's writing? What did he reference?
The camels and stuff.
You remember?
Oh.
With great detail, he referenced the death of Christ, that he would actually be pierced.
Yeah.
So then why shouldn't we believe that this will be what the new heaven and new earth will be like?
I mean, Lloyd said, you know, they're coming to places on camels, you know, maybe they're not going to be any cars there. But it is interesting to think about it. I mean, obviously none of us really know, so, you know, picturing it from your earthly frame of reference, from your, you know,
right,
from your human frame of reference is...
Right, Frank and Roger and Don, what would you guys discuss? Stood up to you.
Discuss the obviously the vision of the new earth, but also the that the sun will never set again.
Mm-hmm.
No need for the Lord's the light on the earth, so no more need for, you know, I'm going to miss sleeping, so. But I think that also that the inhabitants of the new earth would be those that are written in the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
And also that the, it makes sense that there will be no more corruption, no more evil on earth. Heaven's going to come down to earth. It's going to be a clean place.
Yeah. So. Roger, do you want to add anything?
Well, I think Ray touched on it. A lot of times we're limited by our own experience and imagination, or what, you know, we've been taught in the past relative to the topic. I think it's going to be far beyond what we can imagine, and yet, in essence, it's going to be a lot like, you know, based on what we've read, what Earth is today. Because there we can draw a correlation. There we do have experience, you know, except the curse and, you know, corruption.
Yes, definitely. Debbie, your group, you're the biggest group, so.
Yes. That's a likely discussion.
Well, what did you guys discuss?
Well, one of them was corruption, like you brought up, and just how we can't conceive a world without any corruption, you know, because we only see through earthly eyes. And so that was a big discussion through that. I think just that it's going to be thoroughly human in structure. Animals will be there. Curse is gone. Nothing impure will be there. No ruin. The sun and moon will not shine anymore because God's glory will be our light, everlasting light. Everybody has some other things too. We all kind of have some of the same things, but
no more weeds and gardens, no moles and lawns.
It's a vile, unclean creature, right? Exactly. What'd you say?
Righteous and will possess the earth forever. And one of the things that kind of was brought up that struck me is that where it's right now, like the Bible says, the whole earth, every nation and everything is turning on Israel, coming against Israel and trying to destroy it and take everything from it. And but in the New Earth, it's going to be exactly reversed. It's like a yin and yang. Everyone will be coming to Jerusalem to build it up, to bring things to Jerusalem, to the footstool, to God's footstool, really, where his throne will be on earth, on the New Earth. And it just the total opposite of how it's going to be to the way it is now. It's hard to fathom that and to picture that. But I can't wait.
Visitors, but I think what I kind of shared with the group, what struck me was that since there'll be visitors of all, you know, rulers, and but yet at the same time, no one is here. Only people whose names are written in the book of life will be there. Then that's encouraging that there'll be people of all levels of authority that will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. That I find that comforting, because right now that feels very opposite of what we live. And then kind of what Rob was saying, what struck me was the promise of no more violence, destruction, or ruin within the city, where it's very opposite of what they're experiencing right now. That'll be peace and salvation. And that's comforting, because, like I said, that's opposite of what we see right now in our news going on. So visitors bring in riches. Gates are open, again, symbolizing, you know, gates and borders. You close them to protect yourself from evil. So the fact that the gates are always open, therefore,
This last group, other than Hobbit Town, what else did you guys discuss?
We discussed how some of us read the wrong thing. Well, one question I had was, in the new heaven and the new earth, it says that they won't need the sun or the moon, because God will be the light. But if the new heaven and the new earth is a new creation of what God originally made, in the beginning, he put the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. So is there some symbolism there, that there will still be a real sun and a real moon?
Well, I can tell you that there are those that believe that, and if you read the text, it reads like old things have gone away, that this current earth will be destroyed. And what comes from down?
What?
A new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
There are those that believe that. And so whether this one is recreated, renewed.
Yeah. Or totally destroyed and made.
Yeah. That's a theological question that's been around for thousands of years. So.
Kind of like I have.
Yeah, right. We've all been around here. So. But the idea is that one of the things that you're all talking about, that I don't know if you thought of it, but what's happening in that, on that new earth? Yeah, there's visitors, and yeah, there's food, and it's worship. They're coming to worship. That means that there is only one worldwide religion. It's the worship of him, which is the way it was supposed to be in the very beginning. And we'll touch on that briefly in this sermon, because, you know, what Zechariah says, and of course Isaiah and other places, Ezekiel, all say the same thing. Okay? And that's what he quoted in the very beginning, all the different Old Testament passages that point to a new heaven and a new earth.
So you're saying that it's a lot of different opinions about that, because like he talked about refashioning it and
renewed.
Instead of
destroyed
and then a brand new. So it's like that was something that I noticed too.
And so, you know, I'd have to restudy that again, but I don't. There's just different views on that. Last question.
Question. Then, have you read anything or anything that, because of the whole Old Testament, New Testament, and the future foreshadowing stuff, when the kings came to Bethlehem to stable and brought frankincense, gold, and myrrh to come to worship Jesus, is that sort of like a foreshadowing? thinking of
sure.
in the new earth, they'll be coming on ships and bringing gold and things to come to worship. Have you read anything about those?
No, but I just know that if you believe in a literal thousand-year reign, that will happen during that 1,000 years, but not perfectly. If you don't believe that, it will happen in the eternal state, because it talks about the river going out from the city of Jerusalem and people coming in and out. And so, you know, really, again, my focus would be on what does the Bible say about how things will end. It's just get in. Be right with God. Be ready for it. That's the key thing. Whether or not there's this 1,000-year reign or not, the point is that do your best. Be diligent and be ready. So we're out of time. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for the discussion and for just focusing our minds on you and on what lies ahead. Please prepare our hearts for worship this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, for next week, what is the assignment so I get it right?
Okay, it's the next two chapters. So we read chapters 9 and 10. You're going to read chapters, what comes after 10, folks?
11.
11 and 12.
Even though we didn't discuss 10.
Well, we're not going to have time to go through all of them.
It didn't matter. That's right. Yeah, there you go.